From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to authorize hefty tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, despite strong criticism from political allies and business executives. The president is expected to levy 25% fees on steel, 10% on aluminum as early as Thursday. His spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders Wednesday said exceptions are possible.
And there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well.
The Washington Post said Mexico and Canada will be given 30-day exemptions. The tariff threat has raised alarms about a global trade war. In Luxembourg, European Council President Donald Tusk counseled against it.
President Trump has recently said, and I quote, "Trade wars are good and easy to win." But the truth is quite the opposite.
Trade war fears have rattled global markets. The benchmark Dow Jones Index fell Wednesday. Mr. Trump also tweeted that China has been asked to help develop a plan for a $1 billion reduction in its surplus with the U.S. Again, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
The president's been very clear that he wants to address the trade imbalance that the United States has with a number of countries. He feels like the United States has been taken advantage of for far too long, and he's not going to allow that to continue under his watch.
Meanwhile, the U.S. trade deficit widened in January to more than a 9-year high of nearly $57 billion. Sierra Leoneans went to the polls Wednesday to choose a replacement for term-limited President Ernest Bai Koroma. Among the voters, Mohamed Menkailu Kuyada.
Not everybody gets the rights to express themselves democratically. So I have the privilege in itself. I'm actually very, very excited, and I've done my part, as you can see.
The West African country has been struggling with the effects of the Ebola epidemic and a downturn in global commodity prices. This is VOA News. The relentless Syrian bombardment of the rebel-held region of eastern Ghouta has been accompanied by a ground assault that, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, appears to have the objective of cutting the enclave in two. Video taken in the suburb Douma, uploaded to the internet, showed airplanes overhead and a large cloud of smoke rising over the town of Misrata. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said, absent any serious opposition, the Assad regime has a free hand.
All forces that could have countered its ability to go after East Ghouta are basically uninterested or are fighting with each other. So basically, Assad government has a free hand in doing whatever they want to do.
Nearly 900 civilians have been killed since pro-government forces began their assault February 18 on the besieged region held by a coalition of rebels since 2013. In Cairo, the Saudi permanent delegate to the Arab League, Ahmed bin Abdul Aziz Qatan, said the Syrian regime doesn't believe in peaceful solutions. He predicted the eventual division of the country. A top British counter-terror official said Wednesday a nerve agent was used against a former Russian double agent Sunday in the southern English city Salisbury. Sergei Skripal, once a high-ranking officer in Russia's military intelligence, and his daughter are reported in critical condition. Mark Rowley is a London Assistant Police Commissioner.
This is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent.
British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said if Moscow was complicit, Britain could resort to punishments, including sanctions. In Vienna late Wednesday, three people, members of one family, were seriously wounded in a knifing attack in the Austrian city. A fourth victim was attacked a short while later. The assailant remains at large. A motive is unknown. Florida mass shooter suspect Nicholas Cruz was formally charged Wednesday with 17 counts of first-degree murder, which could result in the death penalty. He has also been charged with 17 counts of attempted murder in the February 14th attack at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in the town of Parkland. Communal violence continues between majority Buddhist Sinhalese and minority Muslims in Sri Lanka, despite a week-long state of emergency. A grenade blast killed one and wounded several others. Authorities have moved to block social messaging networks, which have helped fuel the violence. Tensions have risen over allegations of forced Muslim conversions, vandalizing Buddhist archaeological sites, and the presence of Rohingya Muslim refugees. The 2018 Pritzker Prize was awarded Wednesday to 90-year-old Indian architect Balkrishna Doshi, known for his innovative work designing low-cost housing. Doshi is the first Indian to win the architectural top prize in its 40-year history. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.